Time to take a look at today's extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Joining us now, Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Hi, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right. Let's get right into this. A new DuSable Park would bring life and lush greenery to the lakefront. Tell us about this.
Right. Lush greenery. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Yeah, this is something I feel we've been talking about for years and years and years. In fact, Harold Washington first set this land aside in 1987.
So, wow.
Going back some time, this is on the other side of Lakeshore Drive, right alongside the Chicago River. So it's right at the mouth of the Chicago River. It's a tiny little park, about 3.5 acres, and they're going to call it the DuSable Park in honor of DuSable, who landed roughly about this spot when he moved to Chicago and headed his estate there. This is all pretty much landfill, so he was much further in, a lot closer to the Trib Tower. But the project is it's moving along. They submitted a bunch of drawings for what it could look like, and it's pretty cool for a small park. It has this boardwalk that goes all along the river and the lake right there. It's got some rolling hills. It's got a pavilion that will have history, lessons about DuSable and about his wife who lived there. So it looks like a pretty pretty fun thing to do. It'll be a lot more accessible from the north side of the river. They're going to connect it to the Riverwalk, but as you know, trying to get from the south side of the Riverwalk to the north side is involves Lakeshore Drive, so that gets a little hairy. But
yeah.
Yeah, it'll connect
you
to that.
You need stepping stones. That's what they should put.
You need stepping stones, yeah. We need more bridges like that, the flyover where bicyclists can go on. But, yeah, it's a neat project. It's only about $15 million, easy for me to say, but there's been some discussion about, wow, how are you going to get all this done for $15 million? But part of the good news is the developers that are building those buildings where the spire was supposed to go, they're kicking in $10 million of that. Yeah, this is the front yard for those buildings just on the other side of Lakeshore Drive. So probably take a couple years to build, but another amenity. And I would say this is going to be a great place to watch the fireworks for sure.
Oh yeah, I'm looking out the window and I'm looking at the area it would be in, I think. All right, so another story. I love bagels. This morning I went to grab one and it was moldy. It ruined my whole morning. But you could get these homemade bagels at various farmers markets, but now there'll be a brick and mortar store.
That's right. It's breaking delicatessen news in Chicago.
Who doesn't like a good deli?
Yeah, exactly. We bring them on.
Yeah.
This place is going to be called Zeitlin's Delicatessen. It's coming to Lincoln Park in June, 2203 North Clybourne Avenue. And it's a couple brothers, Sam and Hal, have been doing this, like you said, at farmers markets for years and had gotten really a big following. And they opened up a little spot in the old post office, but this is going to be their own brick and mortar. They raised another cool part of the story is they raised a bunch of money from people like, do you want to invest in this business? And they raised almost $100,000. So that's really helping with the build out. And they're going to have bagels. They're going to have babka. They're going to have challah bread. They're going to have sandwiches. It sounds like the full deal. I don't know what the pastrami situation is, but I'll make sure to check it out and report back.
Oh, God, I love pastrami. Please
Absolutely.
Let me know, Seamus.
Absolutely. I'll bring some to the station.
Oof, sounds great. And finally, there's a new 26-story hotel that is planned on the south side.
Yeah, this is going to be a part of the Obama Presidential Center complex, 250-room hotel, 26 stories. It's right on Stony Island at about 6402. So the thing about this is the folks that live in that neighborhood, particularly just south of this, have been very concerned of what the Obama Presidential Center is going to do for their rent, for their property values, for their ability to find affordable housing down there. So there was a big rally yesterday. Members of what they call it the Obama Community Benefits Agreement Coalition, and they're saying we've got no problem with this hotel, but listen, before you fast track a luxury hotel down here, can you take a look at some of the things that we're asking for to be put in place? And that's one of the big things is for all the city-owned land, the city owns a lot of land down in South Shore. Can they set that aside for affordable housing? Can you not allow developers to build housing there and then buy their way out of affordable housing agreements? Can you get rid of move-in fees in the neighborhood? So all different sort of things that they think if they put into place, it may give them a little bit of protection from rising rents in that area when the world starts flocking to the Obama Presidential Center, as a lot of people think it will happen. So we'll see. It's right now they've passed a couple non-binding referendums showing the support in the neighborhood, but it's really up to the city council to lock this in to get all these things that they want.
All right. Well, we'll stay updated at blackclubchicago.org. Thank you so much, Seamus.
Thanks, Wendy. I'll bring the bagels one of these days.
Don't forget the pastrami.